The stock, this is dictating on Kathleen Laverty. Laverty is L-A-V-E-R-T-Y. L as in Lancy. L-A-V-E-R-T-Y. Kathleen is K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Date of birth is 1/21/49. And date of visit is 5/4/23. Please make a copy for Dr. E.J., Dr. Okunu E.J. E.J.I.E. Okunu is O-K-U-N-U. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is bilateral lung infiltrates with possible atypical mycobacterial disease. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 74-year-old female who was sent for a chest CT. On 1/5/23 to evaluate the lung nodule period. The patient does have a prior history of smoking for more than 20 years, and the CT chest demonstrated evidence of moderate emphysema as well as bilateral peripheral reticular nodular infiltrates with a tree in bud appearance period. There are some calcified and non-calcified pulmonary nodules bilaterally and a irregular pleural-based left upper lobe lung nodule measuring 1.3 by 1.1 centimeter. The patient was then referred to the infectious disease service, and she has been advised to get further workup for the lung nodules, period. This patient denies any weight loss, fevers, night sweats, or hemoptysis, period. She has been coughing occasionally and does take an albuterol inhaler as needed and also uses Zyrtec for nasal allergies and some wheezing, period. The patient also states she has had asthmatic symptoms since childhood and previously has been on allergy shots for allergies. Next paragraph, other past history includes history for tonsillectomy at age 5, hysterectomy in 1999, history of appendectomy in 04, and bilateral mastectomies for breast cancer in 2017 and 2018. She also had a COVID-19 infection in August of 22 and recurrent bronchitis since November of 22. Recurrent bronchitis in November and December 22. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient... No, that's it. I'm sorry. Cancel that sentence. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 24 years and quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. She worked in administration. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of COPD and father died of diabetes and complications. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue or weight loss. No double vision or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has asthmatic symptoms and hay fever and wheezing as well as shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, no black stools, no diarrhea or constipation. Then has chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or legs falling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and Zyrtec 10 milligrams as needed, and multiple vitamins. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing cyanosis or peripheral edema. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 124/70. Pulse is 78. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 130. Saturation 99. HENT are non-sphalic. Pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist. Throat is mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds from the basis with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral nodular lung infiltrates with bronchiectasis. Number 2 is COPD. Number 3 is a history of asthma and allergic rhinitis. And number 4 is a lot atypical mycobacterial disease. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. Also, get a follow-up chest CT this month as already ordered. And she was advised to have a bronchoscopy to get bronchial washings and lavage to culture for AFP, fungi, and for cytology. Which will continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And a CBC, saturate, coag profile will be ordered in an IgE level. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Okunu EJ, MD, OKUNU. EJ, EJ, IE, MD. Thank you.